The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, all, to the Torah Way. It's good to be back. I think the last time I spoke on the Torah Way was when this whole pandemic just began. I think I was the last shiur in the Beis HaMedrash. We're not yet quite back there, but we're hoping to be there soon. I'd like to share with you a few halachas relevant to these times, as well as a vote on this week's Sedra. I'll just start with a story I saw that helps understand a little bit the times that we go through. We don't understand tragic situations that have happened to people, and we're not trying to explain that, but rather a little message that there is to take for all of us, for our Avodas Hashem. One wonders sometimes how come the Torah speaks so harsh from time to time to Klal Yisrael on various matters, like the Klolos can be very harsh. You know, why is the Torah speaking in such a harsh way to Klal Yisrael? So I saw from the Altav Slobodka's son-in-law, he was called Reb Nosson something. He had a shop, and this shop had two doorways. One door would be the entrance to his shop, and the second doorway was a way through his shop to the marketplace. Now, as you can imagine, he didn't want his shop to be busy with people going through to the marketplace. He needed to satisfy his customers. Therefore, on days that the market was a proper market day, he would close that back door so that people could not go through from his shop to the market. So, Vayihi Ayoim, and it was a market day, so he closed the door. Now, a goy came in, and he started marching towards the door. Market day, I need to get through. So Reb Nosson Zev, he said to him, excuse me, politely, he said to him, excuse me, but I've locked the door, it's my shop, and I don't want to be disturbed. The goy carries on towards the door. So Reb Nosson Zev says to him, again, politely, excuse me, but this is my shop, I don't want to be disturbed, and I've closed the door. There's no through way. The guy still carries on to the door. So Reb Nosson Zev takes him by the collar of his shirt and yanks him up and screams at him, and he says to him, if you don't get out my shop now and you carry on trying to use this door, I'm going to throw you down the stairs. And the guy looks at him in bewilderment and says, ah, you don't want me to go through your door. Okay, I won't go through your door. And away he marched. And the question is, why did the guy only understand this time, and all the other times when he spoke to him so politely, he didn't understand? The answer is, we're talking about a rough guy that was brought up with a fist. And all he understands is the fist. He doesn't understand the polite language. He doesn't take you seriously. He understands the fist. And we know what that means. Those that only understand the fist, that's their way of showing things. They only understand the fist. Now, the truth is, we're all somewhat like that. Every person has within him the ability to be a big tzaddik, but he also has the ability to do averus to the lowest level. And that's why the Torah is full of mitzvahs and averus. It's talking to us. It's not talking to just a plain guy. It's talking even to a yid, and Am Kodesh can unfortunately fall. The only one of the ways that keeps us from falling, aside from the mitzvahs that are mitzarefas and limud Torah, one of the ways is the fact that we recognize that there's yesh din v'yesh dayan. From time to time, we forget. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings things that takes us out of our regular Seder, whether it's riots, whether it's pandemics, all sorts of things that we're not used to, which wakes us up to realize yesh din v'yesh dayan. And that speaks to the animal within us to behave. As Dr. Shraga Grossbard, he explains with this story, the yesoid of all sharp things that happen in our world, not to explain the tzar, shaboy, and the Torah for those that have had a Torah for it, and achim anachnu b'tzara, that's not what we come to say. But the limud and the chizuk to take out is yesh din v'yesh dayan, and yes, it's yiras ha'oinish, but this could also help us in our yiras shemayim to climb up the ladder and not to fall down those rungs. So now that we're in this situation, I'd like to just discuss a few topics of halacha relevant to this situation, and then again, one vote. So first of all, many people have been davening for quite a while without a minyan, and some had Zoom minyanim, and all sorts of interesting things like that. Now, there's no way that anyone was Yoitzer on a Zoom minion. I'm pretty sure no one, no one has such a tzad. The question is today, though, that there are minyonim outside, 10 people. And let's say there's someone vulnerable and he cannot actually join those minyonim. So he sits at home and he has his telephone line or his Zoom line, whatever you're allowed to have, connected to the minyan. Is he Yoitzer? Can he be Yoitzer? Because now there is 10. Once there is 10 in a place, then even a mechitza cannot be masik between a yid and a vinush bashamayim. It's kapasin alocha. That once there is a minyan, you can be not confined within that minyan. You can be in a different building, but you can answer and you can be yoitzer with the things of those minyanim. So the question is this also true to a telephone or something like Zoom? So there are lots of takes on this. I'm just going to give you a few. The Oruch Mishpot, in Sim Mem Ches, he lived a while ago, so this is before people understood electricity properly, but he paskens, you can answer Omein and Dvarim Shebekedusha over a phone line. And he says, because once there's a minyan where that Dvarim Shebekedusha is said, Memela, it doesn't matter what mechitza is in the way, yeah, you can be in America and it can be in England and your phone is connecting and making you hear all the way to there. Lamaisa, you heard from a minyan, you can answer Amen and you can be Yotze Dvarim Shebekedusha. And it's only Kol Shofar that we're makbid on a real mamush Kol Shofar, no echoes and no nothing in between. But for an Amen or for Kedusha, you could join up that way. His only debate is that the Dvarim Shebekedusha is flying through the air all the way to you, and therefore it's going through sewage areas as well. And you're not, and the, it says in Halacha that sewage is mafsik between a person and a minion. Nothing's mafsik once there's a minion, but sewage is. So he wonders how we could be makel on that. And his answer is, again, this is an interesting question, Bechlal, and it probably has to do with the understanding of electricity of the time, but he says that since it might be true that the radio waves are going through the air, but no actual coil of tefillah is going through the air. It only comes out of your receiver on the other end. And therefore, it's not called going through tzoya, and memele it's not masik between you and the minyan. Okay, that's the take of the Oruch Mishpot. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says something that's probably the most misyashiv al alev. He says all the svarim that wrote these things back in the day, they weren't necessarily updated with electricity and how it works. And Amela, they said what they said. However, he says there's no way you can be yoitzer anything that comes through a machine. His understanding is because the machine, in the end, when you hear me now, you're not actually hearing me. You're hearing the machine copying me over to you. It's not me. It's the voice of a machine. And therefore, he says you cannot be yoitzer anything through a machine. I'll talk about Amen in a minute, but you cannot be yoitzer anything through a machine because it's not me, it's the machine. He says he's upset to give this psak because that means that certain types of hearing aids will not allow the people to be yoitzer because the hearing aid is like a phone of sorts, some of them. It's not making the voice of Yenem louder, it's sort of interpreting it and giving it over as a machine. And therefore, he says, people that have a hearing aid won't be able to yoitzer. I guess, for that, you'll have other poskim that are makel and say that it does work. I'll tell you, for instance, there are poskim that say that even though it's a taping or some sort of copy of my voice, but since it's instant and it's sort of under my command, I'm sort of commanding the phone to do that, so that's considered still me. There are some poskim like that. And that's still considered me, and therefore there will be mekilim, obviously, for trying situations. The Bera Moshe, in Chela Gimel Simukuf Samach Vov, brings a shaila. Someone made a neder, he will not speak to his friend. And then he needed to speak to him. So he asked, can I speak to him through the phone? Yeah? Yeah? So what's the shaila? The shaila is the shaila. If we're saying that the phone is not called me speaking to you, you might hear me, but it's not me. It's the phone interpreting my voice and saying it to you. If so, I made a neder not to speak to my friend. Well, I'm not speaking to my friend. The phone is speaking to my friend. And therefore, maybe I can speak to my friend. Lamaisa, he says, you can't, because although it's true, Mitzad Hilchus Tefillah and the likes, that it is not me speaking to you. However, when I make a neder that I don't want to speak to my friend, within that neder, is whatever Loshen B'nai Odom meant, whatever the Das B'nai Odom meant. And now it's true, Londishly, I'm not speaking to you, but I meant not to speak to you in any what way. And therefore, he doesn't allow this person that made the neder to use the phone. In a footnote, he says that before people paskin on any new device, they have to speak to mumchim to understand how it works. And therefore he says, although gedoyle oilam paskin, you could be yotze through the telephone. That was because back in the day, they didn't have enough information. But never can one paskin without full information. And now that we have the full information, and the voice or the phone is not my voice, it's the phone making a voice, copying my voice, therefore you can't be yotze. Again, we did mention the asam akilim, even so, because that comes sort of instantly through my tzivui, and therefore it is as if it's me. Now, one thing that seems more accepted amongst the poskim is even if I cannot be yotze, or you cannot be yotze with my voice through the phone, that is to be yotze. But to answer omein, it could be you can. And the understanding in that is coming from a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that there was a wondrous community in Mitzrayim after the base, after one of the Churbonos, Churban Bayis Rishon, there was a huge community of about 1,200,000 people in shul alone. Now, if there were 1,200,000 people in shul, how on earth could they answer omein? The distance between a brocha and the back of the shul must have been enormous. How could they answer omein? So, the Gemara says that they had a man in the middle of the shul with a flag, and whenever it was up to a certain brocha, he'd raise his flag, and everyone would know, it's the end of this brocha, it's time to say omein. Now, the halacha is that you're allowed to answer, from this Gemara, that you're allowed to answer omein. You're never allowed to answer omein if you don't know where what brocha one is up to, if you didn't hear the brocha.
Kol HaLashon.
And it says very sharp things on it. However, here, they were following the flag. When the flag went up the first time, they knew it was Mogen Avraham. Second time, they knew it was Machiah Mesim. Memele, if you know where the chazan is up to, even if you didn't hear the brocha, but you know it's time to say omein on a brocha, you can, as we said beforehand. You're connected to a minion, so you can. There's no mechitzas. Once there's a minion, you can say omein. Says many poskim, including the Abia Omer, that to say omein, you can through a phone. Why? Because the phone is like the flag. If I now have a coffee, let's say, and you hear me make a shahakol, right? So can you say omein or not? You didn't hear the bracha because it's not my voice, it's the phone's voice. Well, maybe you can say omein, because although it's not my voice, you know that where I'm standing, I just made the bracha now, and you know which bracha. And therefore, your omein is relevant to a bracha in the world at this moment, which you know which bracha it is. And therefore, there are many that hold, you can say omein. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees, and he says you still can't say omein, and his understanding is that although if you're in the area, you know, where you would be able to hear it, and you see the flag or whatever, then you can say omein. That's because you're connected somewhat. Over the phone, he holds two remotes, two unconnected, and it's not a shaila of there's no mechitza between me and a minion. There's absolutely no connection here. When I'm in a building away from the minion, but I'm there, and, you know, I could venture out. Instead, I stay in my building, and I have a sign connecting me to there, like a flag, or I hear an omen of someone else, then I can be connected to there. But when I'm nowhere near there, he says it's too remote. He does bring that the Chazon Ish told him that he would be make he's mitzadah to be make all the way with a phone, and even to be yotze through a phone. So you see, and the Chazon Ish was a big mumchen in electricity and the like, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand it, but there's definitely stodim to discuss, and it needs taking to a poisuk. Rav Zimmerman told us that he had a shaila a little bit different way around. Someone was making a bris, the father was making a bris, and the father was away. No, why would the father be away at the time of a bris? I once saw Rav Meir Brandstorfer used to keep a notes. He was a moil. He used to keep notes on all the brisim that he made. And once he wrote in his notebook that he was the sandik in place of the father, because the father was away in Uman for Rosh Hashanah when his wife gave birth, so he had to do it for him. So now, what happens if the father is able to connect to the bris with telephone? So now, the moyol is about to do the chit. Hello, welcome back. Sorry, apologies. Somehow the line cut, but let's continue. So we ended up that it's not so simple to be yotze through a phone. Maybe omein one can. And the shaila was that there's a father making a bris, but he's away from the matzav of the bris. He's away somewhere. So now the question is, can he make the bracha of lachniso b'briso shel Avraham Avinu? And there is something to say that yes, he can. Because even if we say that for an omein, he may not reply omein over a phone, that's because he's not connected to the place where the bracha is being made. However, lachniso b'briso shel Avraham Avinu, there are those that hold it's a birkas hashvach. It's a way of saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't need to be connected to the place of the bris. You just need to know that Hashem has been mezakhi with being able to bring the son in the bris, and therefore maybe one would be able to say that bracha. So that's one shaila we've discussed. I'd like to now go over to the next shaila, and that is the shaila of can one be matarif a cotton to a minion? Can one be matarif a cotton to a minion? Say, back in the day when you were only allowed in your garden only your family, and you have 9 adults and 1, let's say, 11-year-old. Are you allowed to be matarif in for a minion? So this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef paskens that one shouldn't use a cotton for tziruf. Lo nirin divreim l'gdoila poskim to use a cotton. But and the Ramah says that this is true even if you add to the cotton what the Gemara says that you should hold the Sefer Torah, cotton plus the Sefer Torah, even that doesn't work. However, the Ramah ends off, there are those that are noyeg lahokel b'shas adchak. Well, this is called shas adchak. If you're stuck and if you're being strict about it, and as was the case at the beginning, people were more strict about it. So you've got 9 people and one cotton. This is a shas adchak. The Ramah says yesh noegin lahokel. The question is, what does the Ramah mean lamaisa to do? Because at the beginning, the Beis Yosef says don't do it, and the Ramah says don't do it even with a chumash, even with a sefer Torah in your hand. And then he says mihu there are those that are meikol. Does he mean for us to say that we can follow that or not? So the Magen Avraham brings a debate also. When he says there are those that are meikol b'shas adchak, does he mean with a chumish or sefer Torah in his hand, or does he mean they're all the way meikol, that once you've got a shas adchak matzav and 9 adults, you can use a cotton even without a chumish? This is debated, and it goes mikotza lakotza. I'll just mention that the Marsham, we'll need this soon, the Marsham holds that the kula of the minug is only with a chumish and the Magana, or Sefer Torah, and the Magen Avraham as well says that in practice, whenever they used this kula, they only did it with a chumish or Sefer Torah in hand. So now, let's be machriya. Can one use this kula? Says the Machtza Shekel, it's true here in Hilchas Tefillah, the Ramah is a bit soysome and he leaves it as 2 sides of the coin, whether you can be meikol or you can't be meikol with a cotton. However, if you go to the halachas of benching, he's very sharp over there in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes, and he says, "Ein letarfoi, v'chein noyagim v'ein leshanois." You do not join a cotton up to a minion. No way. V'chein noyagim. The minig is not to v'ein leshanois. It seems to be clear cut over there that one cannot join for asorah a cotton. So too lechayra over here, kal v'chaymet tefillah, which is a much more of a chayva of tzibur, one cannot join a cotton up to be yotza a minion. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Taka, over here in the Hilchos Tefillah, that harba achroid machmirin shaloi letarif cotton afilu b'shas adchak. So, for the moment, we haven't found a kula of being matarif a cotton. I found in the Nativ, in Meshiv Dov or Simon Tes, he actually leaves it open. He doesn't take it so strictly like the Machta Shekel. He says, man David hochi loy mishtabish, or man David hochi loy mishtabish. If you are going to be meikol and use a cotton, you're okay. You have what to rely on. The Ramah brings new yesh noigim lahokas, also giving the Gemara brachas mem zayin, and therefore there is what to rely on. However, he says don't do it because it's not a good chinuch. Because if you'll get used to doing 9 and 1 cotton, then when this because he was talking about a town that they didn't have a minion, and if they were a tower of cotton and have a minion, but he says what will happen is when this cotton will become a goggle, you'll have gotten used to using tanim, and when one is a bit late and schleppish and can't be bothered coming today to the minion, you'll send the cotton along and you'll use it. So therefore, it's not kedai to be meikol. What he means to say is, in a long-term situation, it's not kedai to be meikol because you'll get used to it and this will become your standard practice. Ah, he says you'll miss a minion now with Zoran Shabbat Kedusha. Well, he says, that's the situation Hashem has put you in. Okay, so that's the Nativ, And he's talking regarding being mekel in a long-term situation. Our shaila is in a short-term situation. And the short-term situation you will not get used to, because we don't normally daven in gardens, we normally daven in a shul. Says the Maharsham, in Shaila Tshuvas, Chele Gimel, Simukuf Samach Beis, there was a story of a kehillah that they only had one shul. It was in the house of a very wealthy man. And this wealthy man, he was very kind to them. For 25 years, they davened in his house, peacefully, kishmak, with kishmak at filah. Then, and this kvir had a change of heart, and he decided from now on, we're changing from Nusuk Sfad to Nusuk Ashkenaz. And only that, no one's allowed to say Amen loud, and the children definitely not, etc. Many changes, kafi ruach hazman. So there were a group that wanted to leave, so they can enhance their davening. And the gevir was maskim to give them a place to do their davening properly, but they only had nine members and one cotton. So they asked the Maharsham Mibezhin, can they be mekel on siruf cotton? So the Maharsham says, yes, they can. And his reasoning is as follows. Again, we had a sort of a stira. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rama leaves it somewhat open whether you can be matar for cotton to a minyan. And in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, he's machmeh. So the Machta Shekel says that should be machriya lahachmeh. If he says clearly in one place not to do it, that should imply to us also in Hilchos Tefillah that you can't be mekel with a cotton. However, says the Machta Shekel, there's a big difference. And this is all pinned on his understanding that the kula is with the Sefer Torah. A cotton plus a Sefer Torah. According to the understanding, it says there's a reason to be machmir Birkas HaMazon, which does not apply to Hilchos Tefillah. And the reasoning is as follows. You bring the Sefer Torah, and that helps the cotton, even though he's a gadol, be mitzarev to the minyan. That's only where a Sefer Torah is applicable and meant to be. And therefore, in Tefillah, a Sefer Torah belongs. And therefore, we can make the cotton somewhat considered a gadol somehow. It needs understanding. That Rabbi Nitam is Matama Vachi Sefer Torah Gavrahu, what does the Sefer Torah do? But either way, we can understand that Tefillah is its place, and since Tefillah is its place, it can help the cotton be considered somewhat a gavra. However, Birkas HaMazon, what's the Sefer Torah doing? They're not allowed to bring the Sefer Torah some to you know, bring it to a Suda. Well, what is this? A Mamele doesn't have the Koyach to make the Minyan. That's one Chiluk he makes. He also brings that in Shailas HaTshuvas Min HaShamayim, which was one of the Rishonim had, he used to ask Hashem Shailas in his Chaloim. And although Torah lav min ha-shamayim hi, but the Chidor says when we have a shaila of a machloikus, it can be machriya. And here we have different dayas where the cotton can be mitzarif or not. So he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, can a cotton be mitzarif to a minyan? And his answer was what we say in Hallel, haktanim im hagdoilim yosef Hashem aleichem. The Shechina will come down for ktanim with gdoilim, meaning a tziruf minyan of nine gdoilim. And one cotton, yes, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, the Shechina will come like a normal minion. And therefore, says the Maharsham, one can rely on this, especially in a Shas HaTchak. And he says such a shul that doesn't let you daven anymore like a mensch is definitely a Shas HaTchak. And therefore, you could be mekel. The Chelkas Yaakov brings this halacha lemaisa in Chelik Aleph Siman Tzadi Gimel. Again, in a proper Shas HaTchak, he would be mekel. Whether lemaisa we would be mekel is a good shaila. You need to ask your rov. And time will not allow me to continue on to say the vort I wanted to say. So I wish you all well and hope to see you back in the Beis HaMedrash, Bekorov Mamash.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shirim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.